first port of call on my research journey was some feminist theory. I felt like I needed some girl power because I know I'm not the only female writer this has happened to. I read a book by scholar Silvia Federici called Wages Against Housework. And I learned that in 1972, a group of feminists in Manchester started the International Wages for Housework campaign. The hook is simple. Housewives do a lot of work. They provide cooking, cleaning, child rearing, sexual services, and therapy to their menfolk, and it's all unpaid, so they should get paid. They weren't just saying that women should enter the workforce. By the 70s, many of us already had, and they knew that when white women enter the professions, it's usually women of colour who pick up the slack by becoming cleaners and nannies. And it also wasn't just about the money. There is a magic trick at the heart of society, and these women wanted to expose it for the fraud it is. Women are told that we are naturally suited to be like ideal housewives. Women are caring, delicate, neat, not competitive, ordered, detail-oriented, child-oriented. All these things, which supposedly come naturally to women, transform unwaged work into a calling of the feminine soul.